This portion of the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Elyria is brought to you by Psych and Psych Services, Diana Sant'Antonio. Oh, you're going to, I practiced this all morning, Marvel. You're going to, Sant'Antonio and Associates. And you're one of the associates, right?
Yeah.
My forgiveness to Diana. That's on Abbey Road in Elyria. Learn more online at psychandpsych.com. I should also have a disclaimer that I am a pronouncer and a spelling bee on Friday. So I'm not off to a good start on this Wednesday. But the Psych and Psych Services, a lot of different areas you cover. As the brochure says, a new beginning through understanding, nurturing, and guidance. You have many different services. But one of the things you wrote higher on the topic list is relating to addiction.
Yes.
We hear this in the news, local heroin and even the prescription, the painkiller epidemics that's out there.
That is correct.
What are you seeing on your end of the services?
Basically what we're seeing, more of our clients are coming in with the heroin and painkiller addiction. And so what we're having to do, extend more services. In the last year and a half, 2 years, we had to add an additional intensive outpatient group. Basically that group meets 3 times a week for 3 hours every session. And so we are seeing an increase in the opiate addiction attending those group services.
Marva, when somebody comes in with that kind of addiction, we hear so much about the heroin and some of it is laced with fentanyl now.
Yes.
When somebody comes in with that kind of problem, take us through that process, how you deal with them.
Well, for one thing, we know that we have to treat them longer. Normally, our intensive outpatient sessions would last about 60 to 90 days. But for the person that is struggling with that type of addiction, we're going to have longer periods. The longer time that they're in services, the better outcomes we have as far as them being able to maintain their sobriety. We also make sure that they have some social connectedness, whether it be to the 12-step sober support meetings. We also have Smart Recovery now in our county. We also have recovery coaches that we try to team them up with so that they have that support that they will need after their treatment is completed.
Now, that is one area that you cover as well, but there are many different areas where people come to you. What are some of the other important areas that you assist people with?
A lot of mental health issues as well, depression. So we have people that come in with bipolar as well, schizophrenia, eating disorders, gambling addictions as well. We also service them.
Are these people that just sort of walk in and say, you know, I'm dealing with an issue, or are there referrals, or is there like a family kind of, you know, assistance into this? What is it that usually brings the person to you?
Well, Psych and Psych Services has been around for over 30 years now, so we do get a lot of people who come in from family referrals, friend referrals. As far as chemical dependency, though, we get more referrals from probation, from the courts, Elyria Municipal Court, Lorraine Municipal Court, Lorraine County Adult Probation and Adult Parole also are a lot of our referrals.
Marva, do you find that people who come in with a chemical dependency issue might have another problem as well? Maybe it's depression or some sort of other issue?
That can also happen. We do have people who have a dual diagnosis. Oftentimes, anxiety, depression may be their trigger for using, but the addiction, once they become addicted to whatever their drug of choice happens to be, is a concern. I mean, that is a primary disease in and of itself.
There was something I was reading on your website, I think it said something to the effect of, we meet, we assess, we treat.
It's yes. Kind
of, those are very simple, but obviously each of those has a big process involved into that too.
Yes.
What is the process, or how long does something take? And what, I guess you can't really give an answer of how long does it take to recover. That's every individual case. But what is the timeline for somebody who comes to see Psych and Psych Service?
There are some people who continue to come over many years as far as dealing with mental health issues because they need that support. But as far as the chemical dependency, again, we try to get them connected to the supports in the community so that they are able to function without ongoing treatment. Basically, we try to work with them on a holistic approach. So we're not only looking at the chemical dependency issue, but we also need to understand, we need to help them have some hope for their future. We want them to start looking for jobs. hopefully get employed. If they don't have their GED, connect them to services so that they can get their GED. We currently are one of the providers for what's called the Access to Recovery Grant, which has allowed Psych and Psych to provide services to clients who are indigent. And we have job skill services we can refer them to. We have the GED services, recovery coaching, and all of that working together is really what helps people stay healthy.
We're talking today with Marva Jones from Psych and Psych Services. What is your responsibility? What do you do there? How do you help out in this process?
I'm actually serving as the chemical dependency director, but I also provide direct services. So I see people individually. I see people in groups, the intensive outpatient group. I have one that I run in the afternoon. We currently have three intensive outpatient groups, one that runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We have one from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. and then one from 6 to 9 p.m.
Do you have people who go through the program and who are in recovery now perhaps come back and share their stories with other people in the program who need it?
That is something that we like to have happen. We are trying desperately to start an alumni group so that they can come back and meet with each other, so that they can keep each other focused. And I think that's very powerful, powerful peer-to-peer, them helping each other. So that's something that we want to work on.
You mentioned how you're really involved with the chemical dependency part, and we started the topic talking about the heroin epidemic, the painkillers, things like that. When something new comes around, do you need to get schooled on it, researched on it? Do you need to know exactly what's happening? Or is the recovery process for many of this all the same? Or does it?
I think that every decade something new comes that we as providers, meaning all of us, need to get together and do some brainstorming on what works best. We don't have enough residential treatment in our county, unfortunately, to get everybody into residential. So we've had to do some things differently. So yes, there is additional training that's needed. There's some medical issues that come up. Some people have to go into detox. So we really do have to work together, and we do have to do some research, not only at our local level, but the state. They've been so good at putting on additional training so that we can get the best information out there so that we can assist our clients.
And many times if it becomes to that epidemic level, then the government gets involved and suddenly the purse strings open up and there's more funding that can help in those for that immediate problem that's
right.
coming up.
And what's happening in our county right now, we lost 67 people in Lorain County alone to overdoses, primarily with the painkillers and the heroin. In 2012, we lost 60 people to overdoses, compared to 2010 and 2011, 22 each year. So you're looking at the numbers tripling.
Right. And many of those people, the public really doesn't know about it unless it happens in some sort of criminal act that comes about. Maybe obviously in your circles you're aware of it and you have people that you have eyed on, and there's a moment where you see the name and you feel sad because you realize something didn't really work. But everybody in the communities at some point gets touched by these types
yes.
of things. So it becomes very important.
Absolutely.
For them to do that. If people are interested in finding out more about your services, maybe they're looking for that. I look at this long list of things that you help with, addictions including smoking, which is,
yes.
sometimes think is a little benign considering the heroin and the prescription pills we talk about, alcoholism as well, even phobias for people who have something. So if they need a place to talk, I guess yours is the place to go. What's the best way for them to contact you?
They can call us at 440-323-5121. The ladies up front, the receptionist, will take all of their information and take them through the intake process. They will be scheduled for an assessment, either with a mental health or chemical dependency provider. And from that, we'll do their assessment and go ahead and get them enrolled in the services that will best fit their needs.
Just like I said, they meet, they assess, then they treat and determine what process and how much, as you say, here works with their individual schedule.
Yes.
Many people think, I'm too busy. I don't have time to sit
exactly.
down and talk to somebody about my problem. I'll deal with it myself, but other times they need assistance with
yes.
that as well.
We start seeing clients usually at 9 o'clock is our first appointment. And we don't usually finish until about 9 o'clock.
Well,
so we have extended hours. to meet the needs of the community, and we do not have waiting lists to get into our services. And I think that's one of the best things that we have to offer, that if we see that the numbers are increasing, we can add groups, we can add hours, we can add staff to meet the needs of the community.
Again, we've talked today with Marva Jones from Psych and Psych Services on Abbey Road in Elyria. If you want to find out more, you can go to psychandpsych.com. Marva, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate all you do and sharing the story with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.